Yeah, 2007, cold drop to come up. I was in high school playing corner. I never dreamt of mumbling words in front of hundreds. Studying plays all summer. I'll hit the league if my growth spurt coming on my mama. 2009, bro dropped the warm up. I was in warm ups playing Wheezy and you came me little dragon flame breathing the weed. Patrick had a studio dorm room next to me. I freestyled over his beats. My nigga Keith transferred in from Tennessee. He's a receiver. I play DB like Akeem. Snatch a nigga chain to lead. Talib Kweli, I could be lyrically, but I put on cleats. Scribble lines going through my mind like a paper piece. While in cover three, playing nickel, doing safety reads. Watch the flats. I can rap, but I'd rather tackle and pedal back. Get a pick when my growth spurt hit. I'ma be captain, and I was around 2010, no cap. I got freshman player of the year and figured I was on track. This nigga Pat been in my ear talking about rhyming on tracks. So after practice, we recorded, then we got it on wax. And on campus, I heard about a couple rappers from Atlanta. Said them niggas be snapping, maybe we could make something happen and shit. I wasn't serious enough to even be curious. And we lose like every game, so every day I be furious. So the spirit of a nigga had changed. To the point I had to reframe and focus my skills for other things. I took the steel wheel, I'm steering in other lanes. But my fuel on low and my oil need to be changed. Amongst all the other shit that's going in my brain, my brother got out of jail, I only know him by name. He did a nickel and a dime and time probably be staying with my mama and dad. Probably get mad acting lame sometimes. Look. The sideline story came out September 2011. Eve said around that time,
we was hunting for a record under lots of pressure. Just combine the leverage with a better effort. You can find a sound and get us out the underground forever.
Maybe you can bless a little brown effervescent kid, youngest of seven from the 6-8 section, section 80 drop. Yeah, we used to play that shit to death. And if I recollect correct, you tried to sign up for yourself. All the while I was round my out of town, college wilding out. Restaurants, destined dining, dash and call it dining out. Fucking bitches, supposed to be in class, but I was hiding out. My friends take a little shot, smoke a lot of cannabis. Coolest nigga on the campus. Nine niggas skipping practices and acting like a rock star. Going from in the dorm to in the car, leaving the football field. But fuck that, we still sorry. And the problem from the home front. On my home screen calling me, I don't wanna answer. My brother Carl hit me, said my granny had cancer. I'm supposed to graduate and make my way back to Atlanta. No job, no money or nothing from balling. Because between that and school, that was really all. And maybe here's the back that broke the camel with the straw. I wasn't on camera with them amateurs that they saw, but they said they still caught me and my dog stealing boxes like Craig on his day off. Called us in the office day before we post a whopper. Called a squad car, a couple officers. I knew bro was gonna tell, he was looking nauseous. Now I'm sitting in his cell, nickel double crossed us. Crossed me off the list for scholarship because I lost it. No more football, my red shirt, senior season exhausted. So I'm off it and I'm right back in Atlanta with a half a gram of weed and a gold Pontiac that my granny had bought for me. I was sleeping in the back, my dad kicked me in the streets when he saw my neck tatted. Then I told him I was rapping for school, no going back. He said, if I cannot follow his rules, just going pack. Told you he be acting lame sometimes.
This my son, he came from these nuts. This Negro come back from school, all tatted up like the Sistine Chapel, talking about he ain't playing football no more because he know he ain't going pro. He left on a full scholarship to go to school and get a degree because we taught education was the number one thing. Anyway, he came back determined to do what he was determined to do, and I know because he is who he is, we taught him, hey, whatever you do, put your full self into it. So he did that. Anyway, he's back home. I ain't with that. So I'm saying, hey, you got to go to work. And he's saying, hey, this is my job, what I'm about to do. So I'm like, hey, man, sometimes you got to work to do what you really want to do. We went through this whole brain wrestle. But anyway, he won. He decided that, hey, dad, I'm putting this thing, I'm doing this. This is my job. And he committed to it. And hey, the rest is history. I'm looking at him. I believe in him. I know what was in him. All him and his brothers and sisters, they all got the same mindset. Do your best, give 100%, or don't do it at all. So I know whatever he put his all into, it was gonna be golden. Anyway,
look, March 10th, 2017, the Never Story dropped, and I'm coming off a tour with That was 3 years after opening up for Ab Soul, but it's Earth Gang set. I only came to do a song. Dope Burger used to say, "Hey bro, this little nigga cold. Keep on doing what you doing, you gon' make it, you gon' blow." I ain't know that said that, went ahead and played my shit for Cole. But I knew we knew the game, and he pulled up to a show, and then that's where we first met. But I ain't think of it no more. Till Sid Brown said that I should open up for Omen on my own shit if I want it. Only four cities, maybe we get Rob Gibbs on the phone in. I gotta hone in the game, grown men uncomfortable in their own skin. But all I wanted was a chance. It feel like I'm in the mannequin challenge. Still stands, but I'm still standing. Till my nigga lent a hand and I'm no longer stranded. Looking for strength in the streets of East Atlanta. Mama said don't take advice, they gon' try and take advantage. I was about to sign with Coach K, I ain't take the advance. Cole say, "Hold on, wait, bro, I got the plan." So come on, damn, little nigga, come on. Shit, let's roll.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, Jid, I remember you came to the crib. Remember this after we had met, and I told you and Earth Gang to pull up to the crib in Carolina. It's the studio house. I wasn't on no shit like, "Yo, I'm trying to do some Dreamville shit with y'all now." There wasn't no talk or no deal. I didn't even know if I wanted to sign niggas. I just knew y'all was dope. I fucked with you. Just pull up, let's see what the vibe is like, let's work. In my mind, if something happened, it happened. If not, then cool, niggas just got a chance to link and kick it. But while we was there, the thing that I noticed off rip, I said, "Oh, this nigga want it. This nigga really want it." That look in your eye, nigga, I know that look. I know that look too well. But a lot of niggas want it. The thing I noticed about you, my nigga, off rip, this nigga don't just want it. He willing to do the work that it takes to get it. And that's the difference. That's the separator. That's the difference between the niggas that never get what they want and the niggas whose names ring out forever. Forever.